I'm Joe Palca. More than 800 suspects have been arrested, 32 tons of drugs seized, and $148 million confiscated in a massive global organized crime investigation. According to law enforcement today, Operation Trojan Shield involved police raids in 16 countries in which 250 firearms and 55 luxury cars were also seized. The FBI, over the last 18 months, handed out the encrypted phones with the Anom app, believed by the suspects to be safe to use, to more than 300 crime gangs operated in 100 countries, allowing authorities to monitor their drug shipments and other plans. The Justice Department has recovered the majority of a multi-million dollar ransom payment to hackers after a cyber attack that caused the operator of the nation's largest fuel pipeline to halt its operations last month. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco announced the operation at a news conference yesterday.
We turned the tables on DarkSide by going after the entire ecosystem that fuels ransomware and digital extortion attacks, including criminal proceeds in the form of digital currency. We will continue to use all of our tools and all of our resources to increase the cost and the consequences of ransomware attacks.
The operation to recover the cryptocurrency from the Russian-based hacker group is the first undertaken by a specialized ransomware task force. The Biden administration has identified more than 3,900 children who were separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. Officials said today its Family Reunification Task Force identified 3,913 children, almost all of whom were separated from July of 2017 to the end of Trump's presidency. This is VOA News. Vice President Kamala Harris is closing out her first foreign trip today, visiting the president of Mexico, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Harris said her goal is to help Guatemalans find a hope and home. In conjunction with the Harris trip, the Biden administration announced that the Justice Department would create an anti-corruption task force and an additional task force to combat human trafficking and drug smuggling in the region. Harris also promised a new program focused on creating education and economic opportunities for girls there, among other new initiatives. Two people were arrested after French President Emmanuel Macron was slapped by a man during a walkabout session with a crowd in the Drôme region in southeastern France, according to a couple of media outlets. Macron's security entourage quickly intervened to pull the man to the ground and move Macron away from him. Macron's entourage confirmed that the man had attempted to slap the French president. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than half done, and U.S. officials say that while it could be completed by July the 4th, the final exit of equipment and troops more likely will be later in the summer. As early as this week, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East, General Frank McKenzie, will give Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin a range of U.S. military options to secure the American embassy in Afghanistan and to provide counterterrorism support from outside the country once all the troops have left. Russian dissidents are urging the West to take tougher action against President Vladimir Putin, saying it is in the West's own self-interest to adopt a more decisive strategy against the Kremlin or pay a higher price later. In the run-up to this week's G7 summit in Cornwall, England, and ahead of next week's scheduled June 16th meeting in Geneva, opponents of the Russian leader are stepping up their entreaties. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a bipartisan Senate report released today about the Capitol breach.
More than 5 months after the Capitol riot, a Senate report is describing sweeping failures around the attack. The report lays out breakdowns within several intelligence agencies and the Capitol Police, a series of missteps that allowed rioters to violently force their way inside. It's the first bipartisan review of the insurrection and maybe the last. It comes 2 weeks after Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan commission to investigate the insurrection.
That's Sagar Magani reporting. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
On VOA1.